Earlier this month, lawyers for a group of black employees and former employees of Microsoft accused the software giant of employment practices that border on corporate slavery. The suit seeks $5 billion in damages. Attorneys representing employers say this is the latest example of a trend in bias cases to constantly up the ante. Employers argue that the tactics are not only unfair to business, but may do more harm than good for diversity. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Some of America's best-known corporations have become targets in recent years in headline-grabbing employment discrimination cases, including Coca-Cola, Texaco, Home Depot, and more recently Delta Airlines and Microsoft. There are many more less well-known cases. In fact, in the last decade, such complaints filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission more than doubled, and the number of cases making it into federal court tripled in the 90s. All this at a time when academics say that, in many respects, job-related discrimination is declining. Why, then, the increase in lawsuits?
It's the money. The money, I think, is driving many of these lawsuits.
That's the view of many employers. David Hageman is a corporate defense lawyer with an Atlanta firm. He says employment discrimination has become a lucrative field for enterprising plaintiffs' attorneys. The amount of monetary awards doubled in EEOC cases in the 1990s, and the number of winners in federal court collecting over $10 million increased eightfold. Even more telling, critics say, is the increasing number of companies willing to settle without a full-blown court fight. Coca-Cola, for example, agreed to pay more than $192 million to make its discrimination case go away. David Hageman says that's understandable, given the pressures now brought to bear on many employers.
It becomes, in some respects, almost legal blackmail, because there's really not a finding of guilt.
To illustrate the tactics being used against companies, Hageman summarizes a letter sent out to one of his clients by a plaintiff's attorney.
And the letter says, you either pay us $100 million or we will make life so miserable for you, you won't be able to stand it. We're going to file charges with the National Labor Relations Board, the EEOC. We're going to sue you in federal court. We're going to sue you in state court. We're going to enlist every civil rights group we can. We're going to come out and hold rallies at your company. We're going to get on the TV, and we're going to make your name mud.
Settling cases out of court has become more of a business decision than a legal one, according to Roger Clegg. He is chief counsel at the Center for Equal Opportunity, a conservative think tank based in Washington.
These lawsuits are being used essentially as shakedown devices to try to get a lot of money for lawyers from companies that don't want to have bad publicity.
It all adds up, Clegg says, to a lot of frivolous lawsuits and excessive demands in legitimate cases. Advocates for employers say changes in the Civil Rights Act of 1991 paved the way for new suits and settlements. They say it opened the door for enhanced damages, made it easier to get these cases heard by juries, who are generally more generous than judges, and lowered the burden of proof. Civil rights attorneys, however, say the problem is not that the law has changed, but that some employers have not changed.
Corporate America's problem is that they are still in denial of the racial issue and the gender issue.
Birmingham lawyer Byron Perry was co-counsel in the Coca-Cola case and is lead counsel in a suit against Delta Airlines. Perry says one of the reasons for an increase in discrimination suits in the last decade is that President Clinton appointed more sympathetic officials to hear the complaints, and that encouraged workers to come forward. During the Reagan-Bush era, he says, officials were more likely to throw out those cases. Also, he says the nature of the complaints has changed. Getting hired is less of an issue for minorities, Perry says. Harassment and advancement after getting a job are the key problems now. Many African Americans in particular feel that they are unfairly passed over for bonuses, stock options, and promotions.
I hear blacks and I hear women coming in saying, you know, I can't get a promotion. It's a good old boy system.
Labor economist Mark Bindick of Washington, D.C. has testified as an expert witness in many of these cases. He says the 91 civil rights law has given attorneys the tools to go after more subtle forms of racism that were largely off limits in the past. Now, Bindick says, these lawsuits are able to better scrutinize decisions that affect advancement, such as job evaluations, training opportunities, and mentoring. Bendick is co-author, with researchers at Rutgers University, of a national study on statistical patterns in promotion.
What these patterns show is that about 12% of employers behave in a style that we call hardcore discriminators. That is, compared to other competitor firms in their same industry, operating in the same market, employing the same sorts of people to do the same sorts of jobs, they significantly underutilize minorities and have for decades.
Advocates for employees say changes in civil rights law have, to some extent, leveled the playing field. But they say employers still have many more resources to fight lawsuits than individuals do to bring them. Also, they contend that many victims of workplace discrimination never complain because they fear retaliation from the company. Cyrus Mary says these cases are still extremely risky for law firms because of all the upfront expenses involved. Often lawyers don't want to do battle, he says, with corporations that have a popular image like Coca-Cola. When Mary, a Washington lawyer, was preparing to bring suit against Coke in Atlanta, and he was seeking to partner with another firm, he was turned down repeatedly. They told him he was crazy to think he could beat Coke in its hometown.
Just like suing the Pope and the Vatican.
Mary and the other lawyers who did get involved will end up collecting more than $20 million in fees. The clients got back pay, equity pay, and damages for pain and suffering. But Mary insists the case was not primarily about money. Rather, he says, it was about changing the corporate culture at Coke.
The crown jewels of the settlement are having an independent outside task force with real power to change the human resource practices, to monitor the changes, to go from job posting systems that are inadequate and not consistent to ones that are consistent, to allow true competition for jobs.
Lawyers on both sides do agree that more employers are taking extra steps to root out discrimination in employee advancement. But critics say that if legal action doesn't decline soon, some employers may attempt to reduce their exposure to lawsuits by hiring fewer minorities. David Malpas, NPR News.